The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
Reb Chaim Zaid said over the story, and he happens to be, he was by my house a couple of weeks ago. I had the zechut to meet him, and I asked some more details about these stories. He told me like this. Right after the war happened on October 7th, he went to his Rebbe, Rav David Buchatzera, the big Mekubal. Now, Rav David Buchatzera, for those who don't know who he is, he's one of the holiest rabbis alive as we speak. I'm sure the rabbi is very close to him, Kabbalah. Very big rabbi. And Shmirat Ha'anayim by him, watching his eyes, the Abuchatzer families is the next level. Just to show you how holy he was, I'll tell you a quick story before that story. Reb Chaim Zaid told me that a couple of months ago, he went to his rabbi, Reb David Abuchatzer, in Nahariya, which is the north of Israel. And as he's going to him, his rabbi stands by the shtender, because he greets everybody that comes to him, every Jew that comes to him, he gets up for them and he greets them. So he was standing by the shtender, Reb Chaim Zaid was next to him, and a boy, an older single guy that's not married and wants to get married, went over to the rabbi, and he told him in Hebrew, Kvod Harav, and it's tzarich shiduch. I need a shidduch. So the rabbi gave him a bracha, b'zat Hashem, you should get shiduch. The guy told him, no. I didn't ask for a bracha for a shiduch. I need tzarich shiduch. I need a shidduch. I'm not asking for a bracha. I'm asking you, I need a shidduch. Where's my shiduch? The rabbi tells him, you should have a shiduch, b'zat Hashem, you're finding a Kvod Harav, I'm not asking for a bracha. I'm asking you to tell me, where's my shiduch? I'm waiting for too long. Now, it started getting a little rowdy over there because when you have such a big rabbi and he has gabayim, his helpers, and this guy is almost like approaching him too close and too comfortable. You got to be careful. So David Buchatzer told him, Lech bachutz, go outside. He meant to tell him, go outside. What are you bothering me for? What? I give you a beracha, go outside. This guy goes outside. Typical good Sephardi boy, listens to his rabbi. David Buchatzer said, go outside. So he took it. My shidduch is outside. This guy goes outside. He stands outside the shul and he's looking. All he sees is men coming to see the rabbi into the shul. You're a girl. I mean, in America, I guess you don't know. You're a guy, you're a girl. Who knows what? But this, that. Okay, he's waiting. Suddenly he sees poor girl. She comes back from work. She parks her car at the end of the block. She walks out with shopping bags. And he tells himself, ah, that's my shidduch. He goes over to the girl and he tells her, ah, my name is Sonsar. David Buchatzer told me my shidduch is outside. Nice to meet you. This girl obviously starts freaking out. Smart move. She's like, oh, I don't know. Here's my number. Take my number. I'll speak to my father here. She wanted to get rid of him because sometimes if you mess with these guys, chas v'shalom, it can get even more dangerous. So okay, here's my number. Call my father. Take care of the shidduch. And she ran off. This guy calls up her father. Calls with the father. And he says, David Buchatzera told me you the shidduch. The guy starts fuming and screaming at him. They were both Moroccans. So it's another whole different story, Baruch Hashem. They started screaming. What ends up being? Thank you. Thank you, Rani. That was the best. What ends up being? After having a long conversation with this guy, the father goes to his daughter and he says, voila, wait a minute. This guy sounds like a great guy. He has really munat chachamim. He verified if David Buchatzer really told him to go outside. He took it as Ruach HaKodesh from David Buchatzer or David Buchatzer. They got engaged over time. They're getting married. B'zat Hashem, this summer. True story. Isn't that amazing? He told him, go outside. The shidduch was right there. Okay. That's what it means, Rabotai. You got to make yourself a rabbi. A selech harav. Gotta make yourself a rabbi. When you have a rabbi, one rabbi that you ask questions, and he tells you, think now everyone's gonna fight the Eretz Yisrael waiting until Rabbi Buchatzer. Everybody, please go to a rabbi over here. You gotta make yourself a rabbi, and you ask him your questions, and you have to trust the rabbi. When you give emunah to your rabbi, Hashem gives koach and energy and siyati d'shamayim to the rabbi to actually be matzliach. The more energy you give the rabbi, the more energy the rabbi is gonna have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what emunat chacham. You really gotta trust your rabbis. You make one rabbi, a sedech harav, and you listen to him.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org